Grammar notes. 1. The conjunction
meh
but is used to link two statements or facts, the second of which is opposite to the first one.
Chiếc xe này đắt mà không tốt.
This car is expensive but isn't good.
Tuần sau thi mà bây giờ anh ấy chưa bắt đầu chuẩn bị.
The exam will be held next week, but he has not yet started preparing for it. The conjunction
mà
may be replaced by the conjunction
nhưng,
but
mà
has more emphatic sense than the conjunction
nhưng.
Món ấy đắt mà không ngon. Món ấy đắt nhưng không ngon.
That dish is expensive but doesn't taste good. 2. The interrogative word
đâu,
where, is used for verbs of motion.
Anh đi đâu đấy?
Where are you going? The interrogative word
ở đâu
is used for verbs denoting location, lesson 10.
Anh làm việc ở đâu?
Where are you working? 3. When the negation is emphasized, the following construction is used. Negation plus verb plus interrogative word plus
cả. Anh ấy không hiểu gì cả.
He understands nothing. He doesn't understand anything.
Hôm qua tôi không đi đâu cả.
Yesterday I went nowhere. Yesterday I didn't go anywhere.
Tôi chưa ăn cơm Việt Nam bao giờ cả.
I have never eaten Vietnamese food.
In this construction, the particle
cả
placed at the end of the negative statement is optional.
Hết.
With this meaning is used in the Saigon dialect. The interrogative word
bao giờ
or
khi nào
may have a different position in the sentence.
Tôi chưa bao giờ ăn cơm Việt Nam cả. Tôi chưa khi nào ăn cơm Việt Nam cả.
The questions are formed by using the frame construction along with the interrogative word.
Anh có đi đâu không?
Are you going anywhere?
Không, tôi không đi đâu cả.
No, I am not going anywhere. Such a question actually contains two questions. 1.
Anh có đi không?
And 2.
Anh đi đâu?
4. The prepositions of time
trước,
before,
trong,
in, within, during,
sau,
after, and the conjunctions of time
trước khi,
before,
trong khi,
while, as,
sau khi,
after, and
khi,
when, while, as,
trước,
and
trước khi.
Trước giờ học, chúng tôi nói chuyện với nhau rất lâu.
Before class, we talked to each other for a long time.
Trước khi đi ngủ, tôi thường nghe nhạc.
Before I go to sleep, I usually listen to music.
Trong,
and
trong khi,
trong giờ học, chúng tôi tập nói tiếng Việt rất nhiều.
In, during class, we practice speaking Vietnamese a lot.
Trong khi tôi học, anh ấy nghe nhạc.
When, while I study, he listens to music.
Sau,
and
sau khi,
sau giờ học, tôi thường đi thư viện học bài.
After class, I usually go to the library to study.
Sau khi làm bài xong, tôi đi chơi.
After I finished my homework, I went to relax.
Khi
tôi học lớp 12 trung học, anh tôi vào đại học.
When I was a 12th grade student in high school, my brother was admitted to college.
In Vietnamese, the prepositions
trước, trong, sau
are always followed by a noun, while the conjunctions
trước khi, trong khi, sau khi,
and
khi
precede a verb or a clause. Whereas in English, before and after may function as prepositions
trước, sau,
or as conjunctions.
Trước khi, sau khi.
At the beginning of the main clause, which follows the subordinate clause, the conjunction
thì
may be used.
Khi tôi học lớp 12 trung học, thì anh tôi vào đại học.
The meaning of the sentence remains the same. 5. The conjunction
Nếu
introduces a clause expressing a condition.
Nếu tối nay tôi làm bài xong sớm, tôi sẽ xem TV trước khi đi ngủ.
If I finish my homework early tonight, I will watch TV before going to sleep. The conjunction
thì,
then, may optionally be placed at the beginning of the main clause, following the subordinate clause.
Nếu tối nay làm bài xong sớm, thì tôi sẽ xem TV trước khi đi ngủ.
The conjunction
nếu
expresses only conditionality. In order to convey the English conjunction if in the sense of whether or not, Vietnamese uses a different construction.
A.
Tôi không biết ngày mai anh ấy có đến không.
I don't know if he will come tomorrow. B.
Chị ấy hỏi tôi, tuần trước, chúng tôi đã thi môn tiếng Việt chưa?
She asked me whether we took the Vietnamese language exam last week or not.
Có. Không.
Is used for the present or future tense, as in sentence A.
Đã. Chưa.
Is used for the past tense, as in sentence B.
6. The modal verbs
muốn, có thể, cần, phải, nên
are placed before another verb. 6.1. The verb
muốn
means to want.
Tôi muốn xem bộ phim ấy.
I want to watch that movie. Unlike the English verb to want, which can stand alone as a notional verb, I want a cup of coffee, the Vietnamese verb
muốn
in most cases is used before another verb. 6.2. The verb
có thể,
can, may, to be able, is used to express. 1. Possibility.
Tháng riêng ở Hà Nội có thể rất lạnh.
January in Hanoi can be very cold. 2. Ability of the subject to do something.
Bạn tôi có thể nói tiếng Pháp.
My friend can speak French. 3. Permission.
Ngày mai anh có thể đến muộn mấy phút.
Tomorrow you can, may, come a few minutes late. The negative form of
có thể
is
không thể, có
is omitted.
Ngày mai tôi không thể đến thăm anh ấy.
Tomorrow I can't come to visit him. 6.3. The verb
phải,
should, must, to have to, is used to express 1. The subject's obligation or duty.
Các anh các chị phải tập nói tiếng Việt nhiều.
You should practice speaking Vietnamese frequently. 2. Obligation imposed by the speaker.
Anh phải làm lại bài này.
You must do this drill again. 3. External obligation.
Chúng tôi định đi chơi, nhưng mưa to quá, chúng tôi phải ở nhà.
We had planned to go out, but since it was raining heavily, we had to stay at home. 6.4. The verb
cần,
need, is used to denote the necessity of an action which must be done.
Tôi cần nói chuyện với anh.
I need to talk to you. The verb
cần
may be used in combination with the verb
phải
to emphasize the necessity.
Tôi cần phải nói chuyện với anh.
I really need to talk to you. Like the English verb to need, the Vietnamese verb
cần
may be used as an ordinary notional verb, that is, it may be used alone without another verb.
Tôi cần một quyển từ điển.
I need a dictionary. 6.5. The verb
nên,
should, ought to, is used to express advice.
Quyển sách này hay lắm. Anh nên đọc.
This book is very good. You should, ought to read it. 7. Four verbs of motion
ra, đi, lại, lên
may follow adjectives as modifiers to indicate changes in quality or state of the subject.
Béo ra,
to get fat,
gầy đi,
to get thin,
ngắn lại,
to become shorter,
lớn lên,
to grow up, etc. The meanings of both the verb and the adjective determine which modifier follows the adjective. The modifier used may depend on the habitual usage of particular speakers.